phasers for stun and prepare for warp speed. It's time for the We Got the Geeks movie talk.
Drop it.
Hey.
Drop it now!
Hey, cool, man. No problem. No problem at all.
How do you know about this?
I don't even know what that is. I'm just a junker, man. I was just checking stuff out.
You don't look like a junker. You're wearing rabbit to go.
It's just an outfit, man. Ninja Turtle, you better stop poking me.
What is your name?
My name is Peter Quill, okay? Dude, chill out.
Move!
Why?
Ronan may have questions for you.
Hey, you know what? There's another name you might know me by.
Star-Lord.
Who?
Well, Star-Lord, man. Legendary outlaw. Guys?
Move!
I forget this.
All right, so this is Jay Stu, and for the first time ever, we're doing a movie review on location at the mighty Sketchbook Comics.
Yes, Sketchbook Comics.
You may hear Jeff yelling out stuff throughout the show, which is awesome. And we're here with our usual group of awesome people. We have the lovely Case Dude.
I'm lovely.
We have Ryan McNabb.
Just Ryan.
McFirefly.
No.
Diana's here because she's seen the movie. Hi, Diana.
Hi.
And if he wants to say anything, we have Mike here as well.
Hey, how's it going?
Yay, Mike.
Yay, Mike. So movie's been out a few weeks now, but we're going to finally get around to reviewing Guardians of the Galaxy, the latest Marvel Comics movie extravaganza.
Yeah.
And first of all, we haven't had Ryan on in a while. I just want to get your thoughts on a couple other movies this summer.
Sure.
What were your thoughts on Captain America, the Winter
Soldier? I loved it. Like, I mean, I like the first Captain America and then seeing Winter Soldier. So, yeah, just Marvel's definitely doing it right. That's all I got to say.
And you had good things to say about the X-Men movie as well?
Yeah, just another good... I mean, I found it a little slow, but it was definitely redeeming from the first movies set out. As much as I did like the first ones, but I think they kind of butchered... Like, I don't know about you, Mike. Like, I mean, you've seen all the other X-Men.
What about it?
Like, what did you think compared with the new one?
I still like the last... Or not... The second movie the best...
Oh, yes, X2, yeah, definitely.
X2. But then the newest one, Days of Future Past, takes second rank. Yeah. Very close second.
Yeah, because I think they kind of erased the third one, which, I mean, the fact that they brought Kelsey Grammer, though, still back for this, which is cool. Like, his beast was amazing.
Yeah.
So, I'll no, just that. Well done. Again, like I said, Marvel's definitely doing things right.
Yeah. Now, getting back to the movie, you've never read a Guardians of the Galaxy comic. I don't think anyone else besides myself has, right? Diana knew some of the characters because they show up in her Nova comic once in a while. Primarily, they were a group created back in 1969. Totally different. Back then, totally different group of heroes. One of the guys who actually shows up in the movie was Yondu, the blue guy that Michael Rooker played. But totally different team, and they would show. They didn't really have their own series in the 70s and 80s. They would show up in cameo roles in the Avengers a lot. Mm-hmm. They got trapped in the past in the series back in the 70s. George Perez drew it in the Avengers, and they became temporary members of them. They got a series in the 90s, which was pretty awesome. Didn't last very long. This latest team with Star-Lord and Rocket Raccoon and Groot and Gamora, they actually made their debut just a few years ago in 2008. The characters had been around for years, but this team happened in 2008, created by a couple guys named Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning. Again, short-lived series, 2008 to 2010. So these characters weren't that popular, so you begin to wonder why they're getting their own movie.
Like, that is funny, especially like you said, if they didn't have like a long run. But obviously... Obviously, as we're showing now, like, it was one of the top movies this summer, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's almost made me want to try to read the series to see why it would have necessarily ended.
Yeah, about a year or so ago, before this movie, also featuring the core group from the movie, Brian Michael Bendis started the series, which is currently running right now, and they've gone... I think they're up to their 18th issue now. And same team. It's been pretty good, actually.
I know there's Star-Lord. Like, I don't know. Have you read that, Mike?
Star-Lord actually came around in the 70s. I couldn't
believe he's been around. Well, I know. Well, there's a new issue, though.
Yeah, he just started last month with a new series of Legendary Star-Lord. Man. Groot started off as a horror character in the 60s, created by Stan Lee, if you can believe it. Said a lot more than I Am Groot back then, too.
Wonder what's changed.
Rocket Raccoon started in a Hulk comic from the 70s by a guy named Bill Mantlo. Looked totally different. Looked like a... Well, you saw the pictures. What do you think, Diana? Rocket Raccoon early appearance. Mm-hmm. Like a real raccoon, I guess.
Yeah.
The way they drew him with a big space bubble, like you saw in the old Astronaut.
So cheesy.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah, and he had a miniseries in the 80s, did nothing. Like, these characters, you couldn't really say they were that popular.
But now, though, it's like, it's interesting. It's like, people can't wait for the next couple of movies from these guys.
Yeah, definitely. I recommend you read the series. I'll lend you the first few issues.
No, I'll definitely check it out.
Pretty similar to the movie, actually. There's a few differences, but other than that... Were you guys, Mike's new to the show, were you fans of the other Marvel movies before?
I love them.
Yeah?
Yeah, I loved it ever since Marvel Studios took over production. Well, even the first Iron Man before they did that.
We gotta figure they planned it right, though. Look at, like, they're not rushed. Like, Jay's the one that first told me to stay, like, stay to the end. Because I didn't really know that until the first Iron Man, that you gotta stay, because it's sort of introducing you to the next movie that... So, definitely did it right.
It sort of seems like the first Captain America was rushed.
Yeah?
Because they had to get it out for the production date. Seems like they just threw a bunch of things in there and hope they stuck.
True, a lot of people like the second one a lot better. That's what I've been hearing.
More action.
I know I did, actually.
It's the first Captain America was awesome.
It was good.
It was a World War II movie.
It was good. I liked it.
But here's something to think about. Guardians never gets made. If Fox doesn't have the rights to Spider-Man and the X-Men.
Yep.
That's true.
They would have just been making Spider-Man and X-Men movies.
Yeah. Definitely. And Fantastic Four, probably.
Yeah. No. I hope not.
Yeah, so he brought up a good point. Because Spider-Man and the X-Men were owned by other studios, Marvel had to concentrate on people like Iron Man, who at the time wasn't that big. Wasn't that big a deal.
Well, look what it's turned out to now.
Yeah, like everyone loves Iron Man now.
Good. Yeah.
Same with Thor, too, really.
See, I like the Thor second movie better. I thought, because the first one was so slow, and the other one just had more action.
I liked the first one. I didn't go in expecting much, and ended up really liking it. I know Kath was the same way, too.
I think I even stayed awake.
You stayed awake for all the Marvel movies, actually.
No, Captain America put me to sleep.
The first one?
Yeah.
But you were wide awake for the second one. More action, you said.
It sounds like somebody else we know, Mike, eh?
Seems like the ladies fell asleep during the first one. It's more of a guy's movie.
I fall asleep during the action sequences and stay awake for the dialogue.
It's true.
That's what I said.
Which has been amazing lately, because she stayed awake for all these... with the exception of Man of Steel, but we can forgive her for that. Oh, God.
But that's DC for another time.
Yep.
Well, we won't bash DC on this one. That'll come at a later time, as
usual.
Wasn't
my number one movie of 2013.
It was, well... Yes, that's a diss at John Ballmer, but... Sorry, dude. Very, very, very awesome. So, as usual with these big reviews, I know it's been out a few weeks, but we'll start off slowly. First segment, we'll concentrate on non-spoilers. Second segment, it's all hands on deck. Everything goes.
Spoiler
alert. You can go make a sandwich or go see the movie instead of listening to the second part. I know Hunter just saw it a couple days ago.
Did he?
Yeah. So, we'll start off with the main segment then. So, let's talk a little bit about the acting, actually. Because I think everyone did a great job in this movie.
Like, when I was well cast.
Yeah, I remember when Kath and I first heard Chris Pratt was cast in this movie, we laughed. Because we couldn't see Andy Dwyer as an action hero.
No.
Like, he's funny, but yeah, you wouldn't really think him of an action hero. But remember I told you earlier, when the director was going through it, he said, even if you didn't lose the weight, we'd still hire you.
Yeah, he was not in shape at all at that point.
No, he was about, the director said 50 pounds if you can. He lost 60 pounds for the movie.
Yeah, I had a chart in Entertainment Weekly recently of all the different movies he's had, all the different weights he's had. Yeah. He almost got to 300 pounds before he was doing Guardians.
Well, like I said, he said even if he didn't lose the weight, though, because of the way he portrayed Star-Lord. So that's pretty cool. Obviously, he brings that to the character.
Oh, I always liked the guy. I just couldn't really see him as a Marvel hero. But then I thought to myself, you know, Marvel's done pretty well with these casting choices. Mm-hmm. And not going to second guess him at this point in the game.
Oh, God. He did phenomenal for that, for Star-Lord.
Yeah. And then Bautista, who's a wrestler.
Dave Bautista? No. What I read is when he found out that he got the role, he actually just helped even learn into the role. He actually took more acting classes.
Yeah.
Which is cool, like, and he did phenomenal. Like,
yeah, he was great in it.
Yeah,
he was the funniest one.
Yeah,
good old Drax. Always enjoy seeing Zoe Saldana in any movie. Catherine was able to nerd crush on her.
She's in quite of the top. Like, you got to figure what Star Trek, and then now this chain.
And
so
Avatar,
and then Avatar. So she's definitely
in Crossroads with Britney Spears.
And I know it didn't
do
well.
You did not just say that.
Okay.
She was in that movie.
She was, and she was gorgeous in it.
We need to rewind time and forget that ever happened.
Yeah.
And I know it didn't do well, but that movie, The Losers, which was also a comic book movie, she was in.
That's great.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I love that Jeff Yellen.
So, what's his name?
That's
Captain America.
Chris Evans. He was great in that movie.
Yeah.
You see The Loser?
No.
You should. I'll lend it to you. That was good casting. And the voice actors. I had my doubts big time when both these guys are announced. Bradley Cooper as Rocket and...
doubt Bradley Cooper?
I didn't know. Like, I had to, like, listen because, I mean, I know Bradley Cooper, but I couldn't pick out that was him.
Right. Well, here's the thing, and maybe I'm just being biased, and I'll tell you in a few minutes what I think about it at voice acting. Diana and I had seen a Spider-Man cartoon where they had met, no, Avengers cartoon where they had met the Guardians of the Galaxy, and they'd given Rocket a British accent. So I was holding that hope for like someone like David Tennant or something.
David Tennant would be cool.
So when they first announced Bradley Cooper, all I'm thinking in my head is like The Hangover and stuff like that, which I enjoyed him in.
Yeah. No, he did a pretty good job.
But I stand corrected. He did a great job, actually.
And as far as Vin Diesel. I like him. I mean, he really only had three words maybe at the most.
Four words.
But he recorded them more than 1,000
times. That's what I heard.
In different languages.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of cool just to listen to see, because it's him that's saying it in a different language, right? Mm-hmm. So that's not like another actor, so...
It's my favorite Vin Diesel role to date.
Oh, jeez.
There's something wrong with you, man.
I know.
I haven't made it past the first Too Fast, Too Furious, or whatever it's called.
You don't need to watch the second one. It's Fast and the Furious, then you go to The Fast and the Furious. And then after that, it's awesome, because they also bring in The Rock.
That's true.
They do.
You just like The Rock too much. I do. I do like The Rock too much. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Ryan, were you a Vin Diesel fan for this one?
Like Chronicles of Riddick.
You liked when I took the shirt off?
Yes. The Chronicles of Riddick and Pitch Black.
Like the Riddick 3 too much.
If I haven't seen it.
I've seen the animated one too, which is pretty good. Yeah. So, no, and I liked it, like Triple X.
I tried to rewatch Triple X.
Babylon
8. Terrible.
Is it terrible now?
It's just awful.
Yeah, you and I are the only people that don't like Vin Diesel.
Okay. Cricket.
Well, he's like the late 90s, early 2000s version of Sylvester Stallone.
Kind of, yeah, a little bit.
See, there's nothing wrong with that.
Movies are so cheesy, you have to love them.
Have you seen The Expendables? I'm all about Stallone now.
Oh, boy. What else? Am I missing any other cast members? Michael Rooker as Yondu.
No, he did. Oh, my God. I'm liking that actor more and more, like being Merle to Yondu. Like... Total different. Like, I mean, obviously, Merle was an ass, but he was...
Now, Jeff's read the 90s comics. What are your thoughts of the way Yondu's portrayed in the comics compared to the movie?
I really like the movie. Yeah. It's a terrible Yondu. They should have just created a brand new character.
Okay.
Terrible. Really? Absolutely. No. He's a good actor, and he plays the role well. That's
not
Yondu.
They should have had
it's not Yondu.
No.
Yondu's a spiritual character.
Yeah, bow and arrow.
Okay.
Very spiritual. The arrow's neat, sort of.
Come on, who wouldn't?
Was it really that hard to give him a bow or, you know, even a crossbow?
True.
And, I mean, the whistling thing is a Yondu.
Yeah.
Yondu controls the arrow that he shoots by whistling. So you can still have that, but to have him launch it, I'm like, this just seems silly. How is his whistle propelling it?
Magic.
Yeah, apparently.
It's Marvel.
Yeah,
Marvel.
Exactly.
Marvel. Suspended.
But yeah, they should have just created a brand new character because the Ravagers is not something, at least not something that I remember Yondu having anything to do with.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Yeah. When I think of Ravagers, I think of that terrible DC team.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And what did you guys think as far as the villains go? Lee Pace as Ronan.
I think he played it really well.
Like he did, but I mean, I don't know enough about his character, but yeah, he played a good villain.
Ronan the Accuser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, no, just did well. I think every actor they got, like...
Karen Gillan?
Yeah, oh my god. Like,
well,
the fact that she...
Certainly was not Amy Pond.
No, it wasn't. Like... Wasn't it last year where she did use her baldness? Like, she was just wearing a wig?
At San Diego,
Oh, my God. Like, I can't believe she cut her hair. I guess she did that specifically just because she was wearing the latex and everything. But, oh, my God. Definitely not
your typical.
She was
a badass in that movie.
Yes, she was.
All right, we're going to take our first break. We're still in non-spoiler territory. So, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
And we're back. We're here at Sketchbook Comics with K-Stu, Diana, Ryan, and Mike, and Jeff.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Every once in a while, from the back, we'll hear a good old Jeff yelling.
Oh, and there's Patty, but I don't think she's going to say anything.
Hello.
Patty can talk if she'd like. So we won't go into spoilers yet. What else should we talk about?
The soundtrack.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
The soundtrack was cast properly as well.
The fact that it was the number one, I think, download for songs that haven't been in, like, recently. Because, what, 70s and 80s?
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I have that on repeat, like,
so
all every day. Like, and it's not that I haven't listened to these songs before. It's just each song, it's, like,
well
selected.
Kath and I call these songs, they're all driving in the car songs from when we were kids.
That's her.
That soundtrack went number one.
Oh, yeah, it did.
It's the first soundtrack in history to do that without any new material.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Pretty amazing.
And the fact that now it's making me can't wait for the next soundtrack. Like, he obviously, he picked them out right for each scene and everything. Like, yeah.
The way they used Cherry Bomb was awesome.
Yeah.
I like when he's beating the crap out of the guy while they're playing.
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, what was it? Do you like Pina Colada? Is that the song? He was beating the crap out of the guard to get his Walkman back while they were playing that song.
I didn't even catch that. It was his.
The soundtrack was amazing.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, no, I haven't stopped listening to that since I downloaded it. So yeah.
When Diana was even singing it a couple of weeks ago.
By downloaded, you mean legally? Right?
Yes.
Yes. Cricket.
It's called Escape.
All right.
Parentheses. The Pinky Flash.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, Cherry Bomb was used great in that movie, too. And Fool Around and Fell in Love, where Gamora almost killed him.
Yes.
Now, Ryan, having not been familiar with any of these characters beforehand, like brand new characters you're going out to see, who turned out to be your favorite character?
Like Star Lord followed by Groot. Like even though Groot,
I think Groot stole.
And I know it was CGI. It's just what he did. Like it was totally badass. But no, Star Lord just cruises like his humor. Like puts it up there with like Nathan Fillion's Mal or Han Solo. Like so, I think just the humor, the cheekiness. At least in my opinion. I mean, Chris Pratt, I think, had more humor, but no, I definitely probably my top two characters.
No, how about you, K-Stu? Favorite character in the movie? Groot.
Diana. He says it like it was a dumb question.
Yeah.
You know, I've discussed it before. Why are you asking me?
There's no other answer.
Diana?
Groot.
You like Rocket too, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe the amount of scenes in this. And I'm going to look like a wuss again, but that made me want to tear up, especially...
I cried through the whole movie.
Yeah. The scene where Rocket was all depressed in the bar and drunk.
Yep.
Like, at one point you turned to me and went, I can't believe I'm going to cry over this stupid raccoon.
Yep. Yeah, I cried through the whole thing, but I'm a girl. I'm allowed.
What was your guy's favorite character, Mike?
Oh, I like Drax.
Drax, yeah,
Drax.
He's great.
Just because he didn't understand sarcasm.
Well, no, I don't think any of them really did, though. Like the
nothing goes over his head. His reflexes are too fast.
Or the stick up the butt. It's like, why would someone put a stick up their butt?
Or just like Kevin Bacon. and that was a shout out to Kevin Bacon because he'd worked with James Gunn a couple times.
So that was kind of a cool little tribute too.
Yeah. Guy in Philly and being disguised as somebody.
Man, as when they said that out, he was a voice actor for the...
Yeah, he's Monstrous Prisoner.
Yeah. Are we doing spoilers now?
Sure.
Yeah, we're doing spoilers now, yeah. So...
I can only assume it's the one that gets held up.
No, it's the big guy that tries to intimidate everybody.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
The big blue CGI guy.
And like...
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking was the one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So that Nathan Fillion did the voice for that. Like, I don't know. I think that was CGI, or if that could have been him. I could not tell. Like,
both.
He,
was it a bit of both?
He comments about not being recognizable.
That's, yeah, for sure.
So, there were so many.
I was going nuts when Lloyd Bacon was up on the rails yelling out.
Yeah. Fantastic. There were so many rumors going around about who Fillion was playing, too.
Yeah.
Like, everyone from Nova to Voice of the Dog.
I wanted to just appear his mouth.
That's what you said, yeah.
That's what I thought would have been awesome.
So, of course, I'm looking for that through the whole movie. Yeah. Like, just that he might be
They spoiled it a couple of weeks before. They published the cast list, and they had him listed as Monstrous Prisoner.
Okay.
So I knew it wasn't Mal, but how awesome would that have been?
That would have been cool.
Come on. Whedon owns Mal.
Yeah.
You could have done it, no problem.
Who owns the Firefly comic book?
Ryan?
Who owns the what, sorry?
The Firefly. Who does Serenity, the comic book?
Dark Horse.
Oh, which is Marvel?
No, Dark Horse is its own company.
Oh, it's not. So, would someone not have gotten mad?
No, Whedon owns, brings that to them.
So he could have technically wrote that in if he wanted.
Absolutely.
He's a big Marvel bigwig, too. He could have done it.
He could have absolutely
done
away with it.
He could literally do whatever he wants.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
He can do whatever.
He's like, here's a book, do whatever you want.
Unless Avengers 2 bombs hard, he pretty much has free reign.
The chances of that, I mean...
He put Mal in the Avengers.
That would be awesome.
You would have lost it if he showed up as Mal.
You know what? I would not be the only one, though.
No. Collective geekdom would have just exploded if he had just shown up as Mal.
That's funny. Like, put it this way, just off track, like... On a show in Castle, he did a tribute to Firefly.
Yeah.
For Halloween, he dressed up as a brown
space
coat.
Captain.
Space cowboy.
Yeah. Did you lose it?
His daughter didn't know what it was. And he's like, what are you? He's like, I'm a space cowboy.
Okay. So back to Guardians.
Nick Firefly tends to steer off.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Every episode and every interview.
Firefly, that is all.
Boy. What else? We talked about the soundtrack, talked about the acting.
The stuff literally over the alien, because I guess we take it for granted, like, an alien culture, and they actually have it where they take things literally. So I kind of like that humor in it.
The one thing that did disappoint me a little bit was the fact that, and they could evolve into this for a later movie, is the fact that the Nova Corps didn't have their helmets.
Or their powers.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's the helmet that gives them their powers. And, you know, I'm like, this was like the Marvel equivalent of the Green Lantern Corps. They're all just flying around in ships. And I'm like, I get it from a story point of view. They needed to, you know, spoiler, link up it as the big net and try and stop
it. Do you think they could bring that then into the next one? I mean, because there's just maybe too much.
They would have to.
Yeah, I think they could. For sure they could.
And Nova was a member of the Guardians for a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Because they can't have the Infinity Gauntlet storyline without him.
Okay.
He's such a major player in the cosmic universe for Marvel. I think they have to bring him in. Okay. The question is, do you bring in you know, Richard Rider with his incredibly unfortunate name, or do you use Sam Alexander?
Diana, which Nova did you want to see in the movie?
Sam Alexander.
He's your favorite, right?
Yeah.
My guess is that's the route they would go.
Probably. Probably. I grew up.
They don't have that unfortunate name to deal with.
Yeah, that's true. Did you like the way they showed the Novas in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about John C. Reilly?
Oh, he was funny.
He was really good, and I really liked that little extra scene they threw in where he goes home to his family.
Oh,
yes.
Well, who brought it up that said, why would they show just an actual close-up of the mother and daughter? Not
me.
Not
it was
really
Kat.
It was like, okay, I can remember
well,
Kat.
When they did the close-up, I was like, okay, they have to be somebody.
Yeah. That, like, why would they
the
show
the whole
that?
City's falling apart, but they focused it on them. I'm like, okay, did I miss something? Who are they? And then when he went home to them, I was like, oh, another crying. And lose my mind.
I thought it was cool that they showed, like, the good side of what they'd done.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, they saved the world, but here's what they literally saved.
Yeah.
It was just this one family, even, is, you know,
yeah,
times a billion. That's what they saved.
What about the dick message? Remember when
oh,
he recorded?
Right. That was funny.
That was
good.
Funny.
He got my dick message.
I see. That's what I like. Like, and Jeff made a good point. You can't really compare the Marvel movies, but
this one was so out there. Though,
it was so out
to the
there.
Others.
And Jeff made a good point. It was brand new. It wasn't the Avengers. It wasn't Captain America 2. It's always been there, done that. It wasn't Thor 2. But I like the fact that this is my all-time favorite Marvel movie. I still love Avengers. I mean, I still like Captain America, Thor 2. But by far, this is now my hands down my favorite Marvel movie. Yeah. Just.
And the funny thing is, like we mentioned before this movie came out, you hadn't heard of any of these characters. So Marvel's really putting it out there.
Oh, God, yeah.
I get the feeling Marvel can take any of their characters now and try and make a movie.
Vibe?
That's DC.
That's DC.
Oh, DC. Oh, I'm not a good geek, sorry. I'm not a good geek. I have my apologies.
Moon Knight.
Vibe's going to be on the Flash show, though.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What's an equivalent to a Marvel character that's like Vibe?
Diana, what's your worst Marvel character that we've been talking about?
Is this a DC character?
I don't know.
Sleepwalker.
Sleepwalker?
Well, Diana had brought up Dazzler a few weeks ago.
Dazzler.
Yeah, Dazzler's probably terrible.
Sleepwalker, though.
Yeah. One that they have planned that I think is a... Oh, unless they just knock it out of the park somehow, to me it's Doctor Strange.
Okay.
It's a character that you've never been able to
significantly
hold his own book for, you know, he did for a while through the 70s and stuff. But
they need Doctor Strange to do well, or else the whole storyline about the Infinity Stones is out the window.
Yeah. But he's just such a it's a tough character to get into. Incredibly tough character.
Yeah.
For starters, you can't pronounce half the stuff he uses.
Like, she didn't do anything.
So, I mean, there are some Marvel characters in that. Ant-Man is questionable right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Paul Rudd, though.
Michael Douglas.
They
I like Paul.
Yeah, the one thing Ant-Man is showing is that Marvel can get, anybody will get involved in a Marvel movie right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Michael Douglas signing on, that's pretty much shows, yeah, we can get anybody.
Yeah.
Or I shouldn't even say Marvel, I would go so far as to say comic book movie right now.
Yeah.
People are like, yeah, we'll make these. These things are doing huge money. I still have... Ant-Man scares me. We're going to rewrite like a week and a half before we start filming.
Yeah, that's
a terrifying
scary.
Prospect. We're going to fire some actors because we wrote them out of the script and changed it completely like a week before. And the reality is this probably happens on a lot of movies and you just don't hear about it. But that's... Didn't hear about this with any of the others from Marvel.
No, I didn't. Well, I heard they were still writing Iron
Fantastic
Man.
Fantastic Four is still terrible.
Yeah.
I don't care who makes it.
I heard they were still writing Iron Man 2 while they were filming it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can probably tell.
Yeah. The story,
No, there's a good story. Like, I like how they all brought them together. You wouldn't think characters like that would be hanging out. So I kind of like how... Like Gamora was hunting him, and then Rocket Raccoon and Groot were
Star Lord. They were hunting Star Lord, who, by the way, was on. Starts off where he's on Earth as a kid, And he gets abducted by Yondu. Flash forward 26 years later. So he's got all the stickers and elf cards and stuff on his console.
And then the ADC Milano, which is the name of his ship.
And just his references, he brings up Indiana Jones a couple times. And
the funniest scene, I think, would have to be the dance-off when he was fighting.
Yes.
And he's like, what are you doing? It's like a dance-off. Like,
oh, he says, I'm distracting
you. Yeah. But still, he just starts dancing. Like, who does that? Like, so that was kind of funny.
There's a whole opening sequence walking on the planet dancing to the song.
Yeah.
Using one of the little creatures that he grabs a hold of as a microphone.
Yeah. That's great. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll get into some of the bigger spoilers right after this.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Face front, true believers. John Ballmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Ballmer.
All right, welcome back to the official We Got the Geek Guardians of the Galaxy review. I'm here with K-Stew, Diana, Ryan, Mike, and Patty, and Jeff. So let's get into some of the spoilers. First of all, let's talk about this movie, Stan Lee cameo.
I have to admit, the fact that Stan Lee is in every one of as a cameo, either a mailman or whatever, it's freaking hilarious.
Even the movies Marvel doesn't produce himself, like all the Spider-Mans and X-Mens.
That's a lot of respect. I mean, the guy
being
in that industry, so I think that's the coolest thing to do.
But in this one, he plays this, as Rocket was saying, a perverted old guy hanging out with a hot young girl. Great. We talked about this on just about every Marvel review, and I'll ask again to Ryan and Kath and you guys, what's been your favorite Stan Lee cameo in all of the Marvel movies?
I wouldn't necessarily have a favorite. Like, I like all of them, but I don't necessarily have a favorite one.
Okay. Okay, Stu?
I like that he was the guy who had the pickup truck that was trying to move Thor's hammer.
That's still my favorite.
And when he was the Hugh Hefner character.
And I also liked him in Thor, too, when he was, can I have my shoe back?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Speaking of which, they just announced this week that Stellan Skarsgård is going to be naked and crazy again in Avengers 2. Anyhow, so we have that. Let's talk about the end credit scene. Where probably the most unexpected character of all shows up.
Well, before we get into that, it was amazing how many people just left when we saw it, right? And there's still quite a few people there.
Actually, before we get into that, a little bit of background to that scene, there's a character played by Benicio del Toro called the Collector.
Which he did a good job.
Old-time character from the Avengers comics. He basically is what his name says. He goes around collecting creatures and alien stuff. And if you look in the background, I noticed it the second time I saw it. Yes, I saw it twice. Sitting right behind him is one of the Dark Elf soldiers from Thor 2. There's also a Chitauri warrior from the Avengers. And
then there's also one of James Gunn's movies.
The slug creature.
Slither.
Yeah.
That's a really messed up movie, by the way.
Yes.
I haven't seen it. His movie Super was messed up, too, if you guys ever saw
that.
Rain Wilson hitting everyone with a wrench. Nathan Fillion was in a wig. But anyhow, the big cameo at the very end.
Well, what I was going to say is just funny how many people still leave in a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And you should know by now you stay to the end credits. Yeah. So as soon as I saw it, I'm like, that is freaking awesome. Like, Howard the Duck. A lot of people I heard in the theater were like, who's that? I'm like... Yeah.
Did
you
show the credit of who created it? Like immediately after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was Seth Green.
Was it really?
Yeah.
And so James Gunn said that there's not going to be a Howard the Duck movie. I'm like, whatever.
I don't expect there will be.
You don't think so?
I can see him in Guardians 2, maybe.
The first one bombed so bad.
Yeah, but look at the time it came out. I mean.
I don't think they'll do one.
No.
Too many bad memories.
I think this is 100% just them really kind of for the first time. just using a Marvel character, an obscure one, with a little cameo, you know.
Okay.
Just because I got the rights from LucasArts to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can see it, like, especially if they do it up like the way.
I don't know if they even had to have gotten their rights back.
They probably reverted a long time ago,
20, 30 years ago.
That's just about as long as when the movie came out.
You know what? I'm going to just throw this out there. I did not hate Howard the Duck the movie.
You probably liked the Duck Playboy, didn't you?
I don't remember that part.
I do. I remember seeing it in theaters.
Me too.
And being okay with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've seen it since.
I saw it 2 or 3 years ago on the old show we reviewed it, and it was all right. Like,
to be fair, I was 10 when I saw it.
It's one of Tim Robbins' first movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot he was in that.
A little disturbingly, Thompson would hook up with a duck, but...
Isn't that weird? It's like...
Yeah.
That was in the comic film.
Yeah, it was. But it was great seeing him again, and he looked a little more like his comic book appearance.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
He didn't just look like a crazy Donald Duck.
In a suit, yeah.
That's funny. No, I like that. I mean, I always like Marvel when they do the ends.
Like right from the beginning of Iron Man, when Samuel Jackson showed up and talked about the Avengers Initiative.
And the fact that that's why I'm thinking Marvel planned this out. What is it, their initiative they called it?
They're coming up on phase 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that, sort of sidetracked a bit, that DC isn't following suit. I don't care if you're copying. Follow the proper formula. But who knows? I mean, we'll see when the movies come out.
All right, and in other cameos in the movie, how about James Brolin, Josh Brolin, as Thanos?
I didn't know that until you told me. Like, now looking back, yeah, I can sort of see it, but...
But I think you lose some of him. Like, Josh Brolin is a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
And
you absolutely
see him.
He's just completely CGI. It's kind of... weird. Like, I had one customer tell me it's 30. Like a panel from the comic is kind of pasted in there, and I see their point. I don't know that it go that far, but I can see their point. But that's one of the dangers you have with CGI in any movie is that you know, it's going to feel like it's not quite in the movie.
So you got to think that they're holding back this character till Avengers 3. So he's probably going to pop up a couple more times.
I expect that the Avengers 3 will probably be, you know, maybe it'll be Avengers 3 / Guardians 3.
Yeah,
for sure. Maybe an Infinity Gems tie-in.
Yeah.
Which would be amazing.
We've already talked about crossing them over, so...
Can you imagine when the teams meet, like...
Well, because in Guardians, they talk about getting Infinity Stones for Thanos.
Yeah.
So.
And they've talked about it a little bit in some of the other movies as well.
Yeah. But I think this is the first movie where they actually say it's for Thanos.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's definitely true. It'll be interesting. I mean, it's a lot of characters in one movie.
Yeah.
You run the risk of not really getting much of any of them. But...
Unless they make it a 6-hour movie.
Mini-series.
Lord of the Rings.
I won't be shocked if Marvel at some point does the whole, let's just film two movies, you know, back-to-back and take it...
Split it up.
You know, split the movie into two. You know, Avengers 3 is part 1 and Guardians 3 is part 2, and
that'd be awesome.
They're a year apart and we just film them all at the same time and they're all in both.
They would probably have to flip them all. Guardians 3 first and then Avengers 3.
That should be pretty cool if they were to do something like that.
It was rumored that they had written a scene at the end of Iron Man 3 where he flew into space and met the Guardians.
That would have been cool to see.
It would have been neat to see, but like the comic, I would have been like, how exactly does this suit of armor sustain him for that distance?
Yeah.
Where's his food? This isn't a quick journey.
No, it's not. Let's talk about the whole Peter Quill's father issue, which Kath has an interesting theory about.
It's not it.
So, that's what the theory is. Come on,
so in the movie, it turns out he's half human. His mother's from Earth, his father's an alien, and he's hired Yondu and the gang to go get him when he's a kid on Earth. So they don't really say who the dad is in this movie. In the comics, he's a king, I guess.
Yeah.
He's an emperor.
Yeah. So Kath had an interesting theory.
It's Yondu.
No, it's not.
But why would Yondu say his dad's a jerk anyways?
That's my thing. But
just to throw him off.
But there's a reason. Cat actually does kind of have a good reason, though.
The mom said something about him being, the father being like the angel something. Like. Yondu says the exact same thing.
He does make reference to being an angel.
Yeah. Of himself. Yeah. He's like, I'm not an angel, blah, blah, blah. It was the exact same line. I was like, oh, he's the dad!
Or that was their subtle way of saying her father's like your, or her mother was like, your father was like an angel, and he's like, I'm not an angel.
Okay.
So it could be his subtle way of saying, I'm not the dad.
Yeah.
Well, they've already stated, though, that it's not going to be the dad from the comic.
That's unfortunate. Why wouldn't you want that?
Well, because Jason's the Emperor, and they retconned that, I think, to be somebody else. I don't remember exactly who it is, though.
Because they did say that it is somebody, an alien that hasn't been seen in a long time, right? When they did the trade, whatever, at Nova Corps. So
yeah, they did.
But actually, a lot, like what Cass said, there's a lot of people that actually thought the same because of just the references. So, you know what? Who knows? I mean,
I do.
I think I would.
We'll see.
You should see. Keep knitting.
Yeah.
goodness me.
My favorite was the Rob Zombie cameo.
Yes. Yeah.
He was the voice of the Ravager's Navigator.
Are you serious? I didn't know that. Yeah. That's wicked.
I honestly have no idea what he says in the movie. I just know he's in there somewhere. That is
awesome. Even the girl who popped up in Quill's ship early in the movie where he's like, I forgot you were here. She's a character from the Hulk comics.
Yeah. Who was it? Wait, who's the girl that popped up?
I can't remember her name, but she popped up and he said, I didn't know you were still here or something like that.
That's right. That's right.
That was a funny scene, too, though. It was like,
they went out of a black light.
Oh, no. That was gross.
That was hilarious. And very gross.
Yeah.
No, it's a movie I want to see again. Like, it's going to be on a Blu-ray for me, that's for sure.
I can't wait to pause the collector's ship just to look at everything.
Yeah.
The fact that Cosmo's in there. I wanted him to
speak. Oh, Cosmo the dog.
I was trying to find out why, because I know in the comics he did talk.
He's a Russian security dog.
Yeah.
He's the security,
head of security for one of the space stations or something.
For Nowhere.
That's right.
Nowhere is supposed to be their planet of operation.
And he's a telepath.
He was in your Nova comics a little bit too, Dan.
He's a cuckoo.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that we all had to school Kristen the other day on who he was, too.
And Hunter.
Hunter didn't know for a change. Cosmo the Doug, yeah. I wanted him to speak so bad.
At the end, when he comes out, I was like, come on, just have him say hello.
Yeah, just something.
Say something about that. Someone said Beta Ray Bill was in that ship. Like, I'd never saw
him. I'm pretty sure that it's not Beta Ray Bill, but I think it's
one of his species
is in one of the cubes.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't see it, but I'm pretty sure I read that in one of like the spoilers of the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
That he's in one of the collector cubes. So.
Cool.
Although now that his ship got destroyed and all the tubes are open, they have opportunities to appear in the other movies.
Oh, and I guess Adam Warlock's cocoon was in there, which I missed in the end scene,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in the end credits of Thor, too, that I missed, too.
There's a character they can leave out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you think that, too, actually.
Never been interested in that character.
You know he's going to show up, though, probably, right?
Warlock?
Yeah.
Isn't he a major player in the Infinity storyline, too?
Yes, but he doesn't need to be.
No.
He does. He does. He's Star Wars Father.
God help us if he's Star Wars Father. But no, he's not even an alien race. He's like an experiment. He was originally him.
That's right.
Like an analog for Christ.
So do you think we're going to see the Skrulls?
I think the 20th Century Fox owns the rights to those characters.
All because of Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they were shocked that they have them.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have a feeling that's why we got, like, the Chitauri.
I think that's exactly why we got the Chitauri.
Yeah. Because otherwise, that was my thought, is why wouldn't you use the Skrull right out of the gate? Especially with the visual of a Super Skrull.
Oh, yes.
You could have the Fantastic Four, Super Skrull in the Avengers movie. Because let's face facts, they're not going to do anything that cool in the Fantastic Four movie.
Probably not. Probably not. And I think in a year or so, we'll all be here mocking that movie.
It's a date.
I hope it's good. You know, I do. Every comic movie, I want them all to be fantastic.
Oh, me too.
But, oh, Fantastic Four.
They're all good actors, though.
Everybody thought that about the guys that were in the last Fantastic Four movie, too. Except maybe Jessica.
Well, Jessica Alba's not really a good actor. But
Checklist, though, man.
But Checklist and the guy who played Doom and the guy who played Reed. The only thing I liked about that was Chris Evans as the Human Torch.
Well, you didn't like Jessica Alba for free.
No, she was terrible.
She was much better in Sin City.
Really? Yes,
just okay. Dude, she stands up on a stage and twirls a rope.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Good.
Nice. On that visual, let's take our last break, and we'll be right back.
Good
visual. We'll be right back to sum up the movie. You guys think of your ratings out of 5 when we come back.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
All right, we're back for our first remote We Got the Geek movie panel. Full house case to Diana, Ryan, Patty, Mike, Jeff, and the other gang in Sketchbook Comics. Myself, Jay Stu. So we're going to do the part of the show where we rate the movie, and we give it 5 out of 5 whatevers. I'm just going to say this right now. It's been a long time since I've seen a movie twice in the theater.
On the same day.
I've only done that. This was my second
same
time
day.
Doing that.
Nice.
Yeah. So I saw it in 3D. I saw it in the regular, and I didn't have a problem with either one. But I liked it a lot. I wouldn't say it was better than the Avengers. I'd say it's different than the Avengers, which was good. I'm going to give it 5 cat fighting Amy Pond / Zoe Saldana's out of 5.
Nice.
Hey, Stu?
5 Sony Walkmans out of 5.
Nice. Diana?
5 out of 5.
Ryan?
5 mixtapes out of 5 mixtapes.
That's
right.
Mike?
You gotta think of something witty.
5 Milanos out of 5.
That was nice. That was well.
That's good.
Well done.
Mint Milanos.
Nice. Jeff?
I have to take the low road, apparently. I'd give it 5 Dancing Roots out of 5.
And how great was that scene,
we didn't
by
even
the
talk
way.
About I was just going to say, like, at the end.
Well, that's past posted all over the internet.
No, I know. It's just.
And here's the thing. I've read Groot comics before. I know Groot has that power to regenerate. I still teared up. Didn't see it coming.
Just seeing the raccoon with the pot and just
with the stick
in it.
Well, because Rocket Raccoon doesn't know at this point that he can regenerate.
No.
So.
And poor raccoon sitting there holding the stick with Drax petting his head, man. Come on.
That's the best scene in the movie right
And then
there.
Drax just sharpening his knives, and then it's like so someone, I'm sure you guys seen it, someone took one of the dancing flowers, and they took off the flower and then made a Groot out of it.
Yeah.
So anytime music came on, it was dancing. I'm like, that was so awesome.
And the Hot Toys Rocket Raccoon and Groot, if you pre-order it, you get a limited edition dancing Groot.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's cool. How about you, Patty? What'd you think of it, rating-wise?
Well, 5 out of 5, it was awesome. I mean, just as a standalone movie. Yeah.
Cool. Other guys in Sketchbook, what'd you think?
Sam, what do you give it? Out of 5.
Pardon?
Out of 5. 5. There you go. He's been talking through the whole thing, and now all of a sudden he's like, oh, I didn't want to hear
anything clever.
That's all right. I got lucky with the Dancing Groot thing.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I thought Kath would want to use that, so I didn't.
I figured everybody else would be using it.
I wrote mine up 2 minutes ago.
I like the Walkman one.
As I had a Sony Walkman. Still do. Still works.
I used to have one. It was great. think that's the first time we've all given a movie a unanimous rating. Like in all the movie reviews.
Good thing someone else wasn't here.
I've never been in it.
Oh, who? John Bomer? Oh. Any final thoughts you guys want to say about it? Like, obviously, they've already greenlit a Guardians 2.
Yeah, well, just for the people that haven't seen it, go see it. Like, yeah. Amazing movie.
Get up, Bob. Go see it. And don't listen to us talk.
And how about kids? Do you think kids would like it, Diana?
Yeah.
Yeah? Favorite movie of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, her favorite movie of the year was Lego Movie, because Diana is a Chris Pratt fan.
Yeah. And let's give it a
shot. What else have I seen this
Wasn't Let It Go this year?
No. As much as I liked it, I think I preferred Cap 3. Or, sorry, Cap 2.
Yeah, I just...
More of a movie that I loved, like the style. And
I think so far my favorite this year was X-Men, to be honest. But I loved Guardians.
Yeah.
X-Men was good, but no, I like Cap 2 better. The whole spy feel.
Oh, it's a fantastic movie.
Yeah. And the fact that it looks like they set up Crossbones for 3.
Oh, yes.
So
yes. And let's give a shout out to Chris Pratt, actually. He just recently showed up in a hospital for sick kids.
Yeah,
dressed up as Star-Lord.
I read the article on that. That was so amazing. The fact that he dressed up. And like no one the fact asked him, like he did that. So that's kind of cool.
That's very cool.
And one of the kids recognized him from the Lego Movie, so he did like that little voice and all that. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah. Well, let's hope we see more of Chris Pratt in like the different movies. So.
I got it as a final thing for me. I have to say, I hate that guy. I hate Chris Pratt.
Really?
I despise him in Parks and Recreation. And he was the least thing I was looking forward to.
He said it on several podcasts.
I just hate him. And I dug him in the movie. Nice. He was good. I liked him. I liked Star-Lord a lot.
Can you imagine, though, like, I don't think now that I've watched this, it would be kind of cool to see behind the scenes about who they would have had. Like, I can't picture anybody else now. Like,
he's Star-Lord, man.
No, exactly.
As soon as he auditioned, he was Star-Lord.
Yeah.
What a bunch of a-holes.
It still cracks me up, the scene with him showing the finger in the prison lineup.
That was actually not even scripted, eh?
I didn't know that's what that did.
I don't know how this
machine
works.
Oh, that's awesome. Any final thoughts from you guys? Like, anything else you want to share about the movie?
No.
No?
No? Okay. Well, it's official. For the first time ever in We Got the Geek history, we're all unanimous about our rating for the movie.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. Been. Usually we all have people either negatives or, like, Mortal Kombat when we shoot that.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't really
give it a 5-0, even though I didn't like Yondu. Yeah. It's so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
No,
all right.
Go see the movie, people.
Go see it. It's amazing. It's still in the theaters. It was number one again this week after 3 weeks.
That tells you something.
People love it.
And by the way, thanks for Mike and Patty, the first time on the show.
And it was good having new people here.
Yeah.
And it was Jeff's first movie review with us as well.
So hopefully you guys can come out for more.
So thank you for having us, Firefly McFly.
Oh. Well, that's Firefly and all. That is all. That is all.
Debut or bust.
Firefly, that is all.
That is all.
Nick Firefly, that's right.
I hate you guys.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for further adventures, gang.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.